X-Men, Season 1, Episode 1, Magneto.
Three miles from the nearest town in Salem Center, Westchester, New York, at 1407 Gray Malkin Lane stands a large mansion house. And before this house, a taxicab now pulls up its stone driveway. From it emerges a flame-haired young woman, no idea of the world that she is about to step into.
Here it is. It's bigger than it looked on the brochure. Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters. More like a big creepy mansion. Dad said he didn't have a choice. Mom didn't get much of a say. They were scared. I don't blame them. The things that I can do. Waking in the middle of the night with everything not tied down floating around me. Shame they didn't stay that way. When I woke, gravity always came back. Before I even knew what I was, he was at my door, telling my parents about this place. Telling them of how he could help me. And honestly, they didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice. Where else in the world could I learn how to control these things that I can do? Where else can I hide? Well, here goes.
Hang on, one sec. Yes?
I'm Jean Grey.
The new girl, yes, of course. Come in.
Thanks. Where's Professor Xavier?
In his study. He said to send you up when you arrived. Hank McCoy, by the way.
Jean Grey.
Yes, you said that.
Yeah, I guess I did. Sorry. Nervous. So, you're a student?
Been here almost 2 months. You like it here. It just takes some getting used to.
Hey, you must be Jade.
Jean.
Yeah, how's it going? Bobby Drake.
How old are you?
16. Why?
Wow. Thought I would be the youngest.
We are all around 18, but for the popsicle. How you doing? Warren Worthington.
Posh name.
Yeah. I leave off the third since we're going to be friends and living together and all.
This everyone? He said there weren't many yet.
Well, us and Scott. Scott, get down here! New girl's here! Must be weird being the only girl, huh?
It will take some getting used to.
We won't bite. We're gentlemen. Most of us.
What?
Scott. This is Jean.
Hey.
Hi. So you're all mutants?
That we are.
What can you do? If you don't mind me asking.
I shoot ice. Can't make it, but put some water in front of me and I can turn it into an ice swan.
Yeah, right.
I can! Well, kinda. If by swan you mean like a bush or something.
I'd show you my so-called gift, but they're tied down at the moment. Besides, I wouldn't fit through the doorways if I got them out, and they're a bitch to put away again.
They?
He's got wings. Bird wings. We call him Angel.
Oh. Oh, wow.
And I? Well, I...
He's like a gorilla or something. Has big feet and stupid strength. Can swing around like an ape, too.
Yes, well...
And what about you, Scott? What can you do?
Well, these glasses, if I take them off, my eyes would destroy this room. Kind of a red force blast.
You have to keep them on all the time?
So long as my eyes are open.
That has to suck.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
I know. Don't worry about it.
So what about you? Or is your power just your amazing good looks?
Bobby.
Well?
I can move things with my mind.
What kind of things?
Everything. But I can't control it. That's why I'm here.
It's why we're all here.
Yeah, but don't think that means we skip out on the real school. He teaches us all the other boring crap along with Mutant Ed.
Jean, if you finish with introductions, I am ready for you now.
Well, I'm never going to get used to that.
Oh, you will.
I better get up to him. Nice to meet you all. See you soon.
If you need anything, let us know.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Wow, she is smoking. Could melt my eyes.
Come on, Bobby. Let's get back to practice before she puts a restraining order on you. You coming, Scott?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm coming, Warren.
The girl takes to the stairs, walking the long hallways guided by images of the place she has never seen to an open doorway, the door of his study.
Come in, Jean. Please, have a seat. How do you like the school?
It's nice.
And the other students? I know it has to be difficult, being the only young woman on campus.
It's fine. They're fine. I know how to handle guys.
Well, if you can't, let me or Charles know. You need to be careful. Throwing one good-looking young lady in here with all those teenage boys is like throwing a cat among the canaries.
It'll be fine, Moira. Jean, I would like to introduce you to my colleague, Dr. Moira McTaggart. She helped me set up the school.
Nice to meet you, Moira.
You too, Jean. I'll help you get settled in. Unless there's anything else, Charles?
Well, I did want to go over a few things, but I guess that can wait. Have you had any trouble with your telekinesis since we last met?
No, it hasn't come back since.
Good. I'll let you get settled in for the night, and then tomorrow we can start unlocking your power, a piece at a time.
And then what? What is this for? Just to stop us breaking things? To hide away? Or are we going to be using them for something else?
Let's talk about that later, shall we?
Okay.
Nothing. You'll be doing nothing else with them, Jean. Nothing that you don't want to.
Let's not do this now, Moira. Someday, Jean, you may need to use your gifts to defend yourself, or your fellow students. School is meant to prepare oneself for the challenges of life ahead. As mutants, our challenges are somewhat unique. Moira objects to my teaching you in that manner. But if I don't, then I am leaving you defenseless.
What do you mean, defending ourselves? Like, to use our gifts against people?
Absolutely not.
Moira, go and help Jean get settled in.
Aye. Come on, sweetie.
Three weeks pass as Jean begins her life at the Xavier School. But now we turn our attention to a military base in central North America, a base that's name is not known to the world, that's existence has been that of mundane routine. But today, Cape Citadel will be what the world is watching. Today, Cape Citadel is where it all begins.
Anything to report, Private?
No, sir. All clear.
Oh my god, she's in the air! The main fact! I said she's in the air, she's out of the water!
What?
What? The walkway shakes, the nearby watchtower compacts, and the wire of the fences begins to bend and twist. The soldiers can only look on in confused panic as their guns and knives now lift into the air and turn, pointing now back at them.
What?
What the hell is going on?
Everybody stand still!
Good advice. One slight movement and I will pull the trigger and shoot you all with your own weapons.
From the sky he comes, dropping onto the catwalk in front of the soldiers there, his cape flapping in the wind, his Spartan-like metal helmet gleaming under the harsh sunlight.
What the hell do you want, you costume freak?
This base. And you will assist me by showing me to your command center.
The hell we will. We would die first before we give...
A Anyone else?
The men look around, swallowing, frozen in fear as their superior officer lays at their feet.
That's better. Now show me to your control room. Then contact your superiors. I have a message for them.
Back at the Xavier Mansion, unaware, Jean Grey's formative training continues.
Steady. Steady, Jean. Yes, good. Now, slowly lower the cup onto the table.
I'm trying. I can't. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
No, it's quite all right. We're getting there. Practice makes perfect.
Professor! Professor Xavier, you better come look at this!
This was the scene moments ago as a costumed man floated. Yes, as you can see, floated above Cape Citadel.
We are told that he is using some kind of control of magnetic fields and the metal on and around the base to hold it and its company hostage. These were his words again just moments ago.
Homo sapiens of the world, hear my voice. I am Magneto, and I'm a member of the species that is your next stage in evolution. I am Homo Superior. Some of you call us mutants. As you can see, my gifts have allowed me alone to take this Cape Citadel. I do so as only an example of the power that I wield, that we as a race wield. I am now in control of the weapons, tanks, and aircraft assigned to this base, and I will use them against anyone who tries to enter the base or stop what comes next. And to my mutant brothers, I say this. Come. Come to Cape Citadel. Come and stand at my side. Our time is at hand. The era of the humans is over.
Oh, my stars and garters.
Charles, that's...
I know, Moira. Eric.
Eric?
I knew him as Eric Lencia. We were friends for many years until our differences in vision for mutant kind tore us apart.
The costume's a bit much, isn't it? And what's with the Darth Vader helmet?
He obviously has developed a flair for the dramatic.
But they will be able to stop him, right?
Eric has the power to control magnetic fields and metal. Anything made of metal. And there is no weapon in the world that isn't made of metal.
Whoa. So he can do this? Like start a revolution?
Start a war, more like.
Indeed, Henry. And I fear that humanity would lose that war. Especially if others rush to join him. Eric had incredible mastery of his powers when I knew him. Now he may truly be this Magneto.
We could do something. I mean, we have powers too, and you've shown us how to use them to defend ourselves.
Absolutely not, young man.
Why? I could freeze the cape, weirdo. Last time I checked, water ain't got much metal in it.
My strength and agility is getting better and better by the day.
That's enough, all of you.
No, Moira. They may be right. All our training may have led to this moment. A chance to prove to the world that we can protect them. Show them that all mutants are not as dangerous or destructive as Eric.
You can't be serious. They're children, Charles.
They only need to get me close to him. Then I can shut down his mind. End this before it begins. But Jean, you will remain here.
Hey, wait a minute. If everyone else is going to stop this magnet guy, then so am I. I might not be able to be gentle with my powers, but I sure as hell can send someone flying with them.
All of you need to grow up and listen to what you're saying. This man has killed. This isn't a game.
I will go with them to protect them, Moira. Hank, is the helicopter ready?
We have a helicopter?
Yeah. Hank's been learning to fly it. There's a hangar under the basketball court.
What?
Yeah. We forgot to show you that.
It didn't seem urgent. Hank, are you ready to fly it?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a suit for everybody?
A suit?
Protective bodysuits. For your safety. Besides, we need to make a show of it. If Eric wants to put one on, then we need to match him. We need to be symbols as much as saviors.
Wait, so you planned for this to happen?
Not like this, no. But I did order them made in case we would ever go into field training.
Field training? Is that what we're calling this?
Hank, did you finish them?
Yeah, even Jane's. I used the measurements you gave me.
Wait a minute.
Then let's suit up.
The black helicopter comes to life as the teens, now clad in black and yellow costumes, walk up its entry ramp and get on board.
Charles, this is madness. I've a right mind to call those kids' parents and send them all home right now.
Moira, this is a mutant problem. No power in the world can solve it, but we can. A mutant problem to be solved by mutants. And Eric won't harm them. If I can get him to listen...
You won't. Eric is gone, Charles. He might not have hurt the kids, but Magneto will.
Moira... I...
Go. If you feel you need to, then go. But if you do, then I won't be here when you get back.
Where will you go?
Home. Mutants need me too, Charles. But I will do it my way.
Moira, I will miss you.
And I, you, Charles. Take care of them. Hell hath no fury if you don't.
I will.
What's with the fancy shades?
The professor and I designed it. It controls his haptic blasts, just like his regular pair. But with the visor, he can press that button right there and release as much or as little as he wishes with the control of that dial.
We call him Cyclops.
Wow. So we really are going in for a fight here.
Let's hope not. But if the professor's old buddy gets any ideas, well, we will be ready.
You sure you're up to this? We've all been here a lot longer.
I'll be fine. Thanks, Warren.
All right, Henry. Let's go.
Let's hope your flying lessons pay off, Beastie.
Well, if they don't, you'd better learn how to sculpt a parachute out of ice then, hadn't you, Bobby?
How long are you going to keep us here like this?
Until I say otherwise. But I do grow weary of the lack of response. Perhaps they need a further demonstration of my resolve.
What are you doing?
Outside, a missile rises from its base and into view of the command center windows.
That missile. What is its yield?
It's enough to level half a city.
Or the nearby town. What is that?
That's the proximity alarm. Someone's landing on the airstrip.
I see that my message was not made clear enough. Very well.
Oh God, he's flying again.
We're down.
Angel, go up and scout the area.
Please don't call me that now.
All right, students.
Before Xavier can say another word, the walls of the metal flying device begin to crumple and compact.
Everyone out, now!
Jump! The helicopter implodes and is thrown aside.
Oh my God.
You are not the military. Charles.
The group look up as above them Magneto hovers.
Hello, Eric. It's time this ended.
Trying to shut me down, old friend? I'm afraid I have prepared for that. But it does not matter. These children, They are homo superior. I must say I like their tailor. You always did like yellow.
His helmet. It must protect him against psychic abilities. Fascinating.
You must be the smart one in the class.
These are my students, and you will not harm them.
And yet you brought them here, hoping they could aid you, no doubt. Then again, you thought you could stop me with a single thought.
Or just a few words of reason.
I am not the man you once knew, Charles. I am Magneto, and I will hide my gifts from these Neanderthals no longer. We are the New Order, and they will serve us or die. I know I cannot persuade you, dear friend, but Shoe Children, you are the future of this world, of our kind. Join me. Don't hide in the shadows. Cower from these inferior creatures no longer. Be what you were meant to be.
Huh. Thanks, but no thanks.
Oh, such loyalty. What he must have done to earn it. A pity. I guess I need to make an example to the world. Only one line may lead the pride. And the others of our kind need to know that that is me.
How about 5 young lions on 1 old one? Try them odds, old man.
What are you going to do, boy? Fly into me?
That's it. I've had enough.
By the quick movement of Magneto's hand, a magnetic force field engages and deflects the blast.
Enough!
The young men and women are rocked as metal objects around them begin to raise up and fly in their direction. Not in the least of which is the blades of their own helicopter.
Get out!
Eric, stop this, now!
That chair of yours, brass, is it, Charles?
Eric, no! Stop!
Professor!
Get off him!
The whole base is flying at us!
Protect us, Jean! Use your mind!
I can't! I don't have that kind of control!
Push against the objects, you can do it!
She did it! Everyone, on him!
Way ahead of you, Scott.
Hank moves like an ape up a tree as he climbs and jumps his way up the nearby wall of the building, pushing off and sending his feet flying towards Magneto.
Beast, look out!
From the side comes a metal door, flying and hitting Hank full force in the side of the head.
You son of a...
Warren soars through the air, coming in behind Magneto and onto his shoulders, grabbing his helmeted head.
Get off me, boy!
Magneto uses his magnetic fields to send Warren flying off him, but then, not noticing as...
His helmet. Get it off. If you can, then I can enter his mind.
There's no water around. Anyone seen a cooler? The sink?
No worries, Prof. Going in for another pass.
I'll distract him.
A sheet of what once must have been part of a wall flies into Cyclops, sending him falling backwards. Magneto now brings up a piece of handrail, sending it into Warren.
No more games.
Help me! Guys, help me!
Warren cries out for help as metal railing coils around his legs, wings, and arms, pinning them and then coming around his neck like a noose. All of it now pulling him back into the wall and up it, Warren now being hung by the railing.
No!
Hank jumps for Magneto, aiming a punch to the head. From the side comes a tank, flying straight for Hank, who is just able to lower himself and avoid it, his landing more like a fall as he crashes to the ground.
Guys, guns!
Jean points as 3 machine guns now float over and point right at them.
Get down!
Stop them, Jean!
I can't stop them. Oh, I can't hold it!
You thought you could bring these children to stop me, Charles. I am insulted.
I found some! A hydrant or something! If I could just get it
Allow me.
Yes! Thanks, Beastie! Hey, Magneto! Chill out!
The gushing water now turns to ice and flies right for Magneto, who is just able to get his field up at the last moment.
Bobby, never talk like that again. Ever.
Keep on him, people.
The remaining four now line up and begin firing everything they have at the would-be tyrant.
Yes, guys, I'm free!
Enough!
The group are cut off from this as the ground itself seems to rise up in their way. As the objects and metal around them begin to fall, the team now see Magneto as he moves further up into the air and away from them.
He's running!
Keep on him!
This will not be the last of this, Charles. I will not forget what you have all done here today. You are all traitors to your own kind.
He left! We won!
We did? Holy crap, we won!
Language, Mr. Drake.
Sorry, sir.
Professor, you okay?
My chair is serviceable. Thank you, Scott.
Where do you think he's going?
I don't know. But if I know Eric, we will be seeing him before we know it.
So, how are we getting home?
I suggest we order a taxi to the airport. But first...
What are you doing?
Making sure that no one on this base has a clear memory of what we look like. Our faces, anyway. All I want them to remember is the uniforms, and that we were mutants.
I don't think the world will forget this anytime soon.
Worn and weary, the team and their professor now return through the back doors and into their mansion school.
Never thought I'd be so happy to be back in this place.
Then it's a good thing you won't be leaving it again anytime soon.
What? Why?
Moira was right. I thought I could reason with Eric. But all of you could have been killed by him today. I will never take that chance again.
With all due respect, sir, we did good out there today. We held our own.
Held our own? We kicked his ass!
We got lucky. Eric didn't care about that base. It was just a show. A spectacle to show the world what mutants are really capable of. And we aided in that. You are not ready for his kind.
Then train us. Make us better. Then, when he comes back, we will be ready for him.
Come on, Prof. You said it yourself. This is probably what we've been training for.
Right. And if we're the only ones who can stop guys like your old friend, then a lot of innocent people are going to need us.
And Eric will no doubt want revenge for how we embarrassed him in front of the world today.
All right, fine. We train. We train every day, and all of you will give me your best. Next time, we will be prepared.
Agreed.
And it is likely that with more incidents like this, you will all develop fame. Infamy, even. You will all have to find a way to make your costumes, conceal your identities. And you will need names. Names the public can know you by.
Like a code name? Wow! Iceman! Can I be Iceman, please?
You can all pick your own names.
I guess Angel has kinda stuck.
Suppose I'm Cyclops. You know, I kinda like it.
Ooh, Hank, you're Beast.
Like Scott and Warren, it seems I'm stuck with it. And it does have a certain ring to it.
What about you, Jean?
Yes, Jean. Do you have any idea of what you would like to be called?
How about Marvel Girl?
God, no. Call me whatever you like. I'm so not doing this.
I'm so gonna still call you Marvel Girl.
What about for the team?
Huh?
Every group of people needs a team name.
X-Men! Think about it. Professor X is X-Men.
Flattering. Also fitting.
Not gonna lie, it sounds pretty cool.
Isn't it kind of sexist, though?
Hey, I said I'm cool with it.
X-Men it is, then. To me, my X-Men. Let's see if we can't get those scorch marks out of those uniforms.
We now turn our attention to a busy city. From it walks whatever the passerby wishes to see. A handsome man, a beautiful harlot, a kind old lady. This man now ducks into an alleyway. his true form of a long-coated, bearded man now revealed, as no one is around to see otherwise.
Who's there?
Calm yourself, Wingard.
The man looks up in fear as around him trash cans and drain pipes begin to shake, a caped figure now lowering into the shadows.
Can I help you, young man?
Don't do that. Your cheap parlor tricks do not work on me, oh great and powerful mastermind.
I don't do that anymore. Shogun closed down.
I know. By those afraid of what you are. But I offer you a chance to be something more.
And what's that?
A member of my brotherhood.
X-Men Season 1 is a production of Scyther Inc. Podcasts. Music by Declan Gilgallon. Find us on Facebook under X-Men Audio Drama. Also, add on iTunes to stay tuned and our YouTube channel at Scyther Inc. Productions. For a full cast list, see the Facebook page. Next, Episode 2, The Vanisher.